You're listening to Interlochen Public Radio. I'm Kendra Carr. The coronavirus is starting to creep back into northern Michigan. With more testing being done, more and more people who don't have symptoms are testing positive. Local health departments are watching carefully, especially with a holiday weekend on the horizon. I'm joined by IPR reporter Taylor Wisner to catch up on the latest. Hi, Taylor.
Hi, Kendra.
So we have a recent smattering of new COVID-19 cases. What do we know so far?
Well, across the state, we're seeing a slight rise in cases. And the same goes for northern Michigan, although on a smaller scale. Local health departments have reported slight increases in many counties. From Friday to Monday, there were about 20 new cases in northwest lower Michigan. Some were linked to testing done at long-term care facilities. And others, they're still trying to find how the virus was transmitted. In Grand Traverse County, some of the new cases were linked to domestic travel or unknown community transmission.
Are local health departments concerned at all?
Well, the problem with these new cases is that with it being nice out and the virus trajectory slowing down, people are interacting more. So the Health Department of Northwest Michigan says they're seeing many more contacts that need to be reached when they find a person who tests positive. That's concerning to them just because more people could be exposed, and it takes a toll on resources. They haven't had a problem with that yet, but it's something they're watching. They've also been hearing increasing reports of people not wearing masks in public, with evidence now showing that wearing a mask can really stop transmission. That's something they want to see more people doing.
Last week, we'd heard about several possible exposure sites in Grand Traverse County. Do we know any more about that?
So those were revealed in an investigation from another county health department. These individuals visited Grand Traverse County bars, restaurants, and vineyards, and they told investigators that they actually didn't social distance or wear masks when they came. We know this because contact tracers asked really good questions. They found out that these people basically truthfully told them what they were doing. And in some cases, tracers aren't able to ascertain that, or people aren't honest because they're afraid of any pushback. This is really important, though, because the health department really relies on the information they get from contact tracers. So by getting those details, they have a better sense of who might have been exposed, and then they can alert the public when there's a higher risk. In general, health departments don't really do a lot of naming and shaming. They want to help local businesses and protect employees. So they do enforce mask wearing if businesses are found not to be doing that. But on the public side, it's really up to businesses to enforce whether or not their patrons are wearing masks.
We've also been seeing a growing outbreak in Oceana and Newaygo counties to the south. Is there anything we should know about how the virus is spreading in that rural area?
Well, let me give you some context. Grand Traverse County, a big micropolitan area, had about 30 to 40 cases for the last month. Oceana County, a smaller rural community, had about 50 cases near Memorial Day. As of yesterday, they had 271 cases. Same thing goes for Newaygo County, 160 positive cases yesterday. This outbreak was tied to several small outbreaks at local businesses, including farms. And the problem became people got infected at work and then came home and spread it to their family and friends. 3 out of 4 people, it turns out, got it from someone that was a close contact. That's someone you talk to in close proximity for more than 15 minutes, usually someone you know pretty well. There's also been a lot of testing available in that area, which caught more of those asymptomatic cases. District Health Department number 10 held a virtual town hall yesterday. They answered a lot of questions from the community, but mainly the thing that came out of it is that there's not a lot they can do. They're really playing catch up. You know, the outbreaks have been contained at the workplaces, but once people go home, that's when things start again. So really, they say people need to be tested. They need to stay home and isolate from their family if someone in their workplace got sick. And if you're sick, they stress, please do not go to work.
That was healthcare reporter Taylor Wisner filling us in on the latest pandemic news in northern Michigan. Thanks, Taylor.
Yeah, sure thing.